Hello, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Marquez. How may I help you?
Hi, Mark. I have a charge on my credit card from your company, and I did not make that charge. So I want to discuss that with you.
Okay.
What information do you need from me?
I would just need your zip code first and then your name.
44017.
Okay.
Patricia Wardega. W-A-R-D-E-G-A.
Okay. For security purposes, could you verify your billing address and I can take a look at the order?
192 Weatherstone Drive, Berea, Ohio, 44017.
Okay.
This is, it says transaction date, April 13th. I have actually been sick and on heavy medication, and I know I did not do anything on April 13th.
Okay.
What is this item that I supposedly purchased? It just says electronic stores.
Okay, so I see there was an order placed back on April 8th for a smartwatch.
But that was supposed to be free and you only paid the postage. And
yes,
I
ma'am.
Screenshotted it, so I had that for verification.
Yes, ma'am. You would only be charged shipping within the trial period. But once the trial ended, you would be enrolled in our Gadgets Club membership. And the benefits for this membership was sent through email on the date of April 13th. But due that you were only charged shipping for this product, which is far from the retail price, according to the terms, you were enrolled in our membership.
It didn't say anything about that on the page.
This will be located in the terms and conditions right next to the privacy policy.
Okay, you snuck it in there. Okay, how do I get out of it? Because I'm not interested. I don't want it.
Well, ma'am.
I have no idea what it even is.
Well, ma'am, with this membership, you would also be gifted a $125 store credit monthly. Are you sure you would like to cancel?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. You will receive the cancellation email within 24 hours.
And they'll take it off my credit card?
Well, ma'am, with an early cancellation, we would be able to process a 35% refund.
No, I'm not taking a 35% refund. I want it all back because I didn't want this. I don't feel as if I agreed to this.
Well, ma'am, the watch
if
is paid off.
If it was in there, it was some kind of sneaky thing, and I'll just call my, I have LifeLock, and I'll just call my LifeLock people, and the next people you hear from will be them. I mean, I've been through all this crap for the last 6 months because my identity was stolen, and I read everything very carefully. I did not read anything about that. I can go back right now and look and see. But I did not agree to join any kind of club. I'm 75 years old. I'm way past the club age.
Okay, ma'am. I was working on canceling the membership. I was able to adjust that partial refund amount to 50%. That would be back on your cart within 3 to 5 business days.
No, I want it all back because I've never used it. I've never received a benefit from it, and I didn't order it.
Okay. Well, ma'am, the watch you ordered is paid off. The only what this charge is coming from is the membership.
Right. But I don't want a membership. I never joined any membership club.
Oh, ma'am, it is canceled. And according to the terms, it was an auto enrollment, due that you were only charged shipping for the watch.
If you want the watch back, I'll send you the watch back.
Ma'am,
I've got it sitting right here next to me.
once again, the watch is paid off. There's no further charge for the watch. This charge here for $72.97 is for the membership.
I'm not interested. I don't want it. I don't want any of it.
Well, ma'am, it is canceled now. And the most I could adjust that refund to is 50%. My protocol does restrict me from processing the full refund. The most I could do is a partial, and 50% is the
Can I
highest I
speak to
could
your
go.
manager or your supervisor?
Well, ma'am, we do go through the same protocol. Are you sure, ma'am?
Yes, I want to speak to someone above you who can make a higher decision.
Okay. Well, once again, ma'am, we do go through the same protocol.
I really don't care what your protocol is. It looks like your protocol was slipping something in down past the information where you would sign, where you would agree to the terms. Because I have this screenshotted and there's nothing on there about that. Once I pushed accept for that watch and they had my address and they had my credit card number for the postage, and I got like 20% off of the postage or something. And once they did that and I pressed it, it just went through. There was no paragraphs for me to read. I mean, I have the screenshot of it right in front of me. Anytime I do anything on the internet, I screenshot it.
Okay.
I'm just saying that information was not available. There was the item of the watch, and then there was two other items that were blacked out as not available. And so if I clicked on the watch, then it took me straight to a payment page, and the payment page said if I did something, I don't know, it would give me 20% off on the postage. So I got 20% off on the postage, and then I gave my credit card information, and that's all that happened. And that's all that was there. There wasn't any other paragraphs of privacy policies and all that kind of stuff. That never came up on the screen.
Well, ma'am, I can go ahead and transfer you if you like.
That's fine.
Okay. I just notated your order, so my supervisor would know what's going on. If you could just stay on the line for me, you will be transferred shortly.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a nice night, ma'am.
You too.